This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom.
Hello and welcome to Jewish History in Daf Yomi. Today's Daf has a reference to Rabbi Eli. There are two Rabbi Eli's in Shas. The name Eli is unusual. It's actually an abbreviation of Elazar, Eli Elazar. The first Rabbi Eli was a Tana, also known as Rabbi Eli the Elder, and he lived around the year 100. He was the father of another famous sage, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli. So Bar Eli or Ben Eli is the first Eli, the younger or the older Eli. He was a student of Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, also known as Rabbi Elazar HaGadol. We spoke about him a couple days ago, and Rabban Gamliel. He was known for many, many sayings. One of my favorites is that a person can be judged by three things, and they sort of rhyme in Aramaic or Hebrew: koso, kiso, and kaso. His cup, meaning how frequently does he get drunk, which can refer to, you know, general lack of impulse control in general. Kiso, his pocket or his purse, meaning how generous a person is he. And finally, kaso, his anger. How easily is he angered? The second Rabbi Eli, sometimes called Rabbi Eli the Second or Rabbi Eli, was an Amora who lived in the late 3rd or the early 4th century. He was a student of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. His students included Ravin, who was one of the early Nechute, meaning the people who traveled from Israel to Bavel and back and forth, very close with Rabbi Abahu. Now, I tried to figure out which Rabbi Eli are we talking about in this Gemara. It's hard really to say. I would guess that it's maybe referring to Rabbi Eli the Elder, the first, because of the subject matter, since he was associated famously with some halakhic teachings regarding the shearing of sheep. But, you know, I really don't know. It's hard for me to know because he's not quoting anyone that would help us place him in time sequence and so on. So I'll have to leave that to your magid here. Meanwhile, I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.